This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Chicago today, former President Obama broke ground on his presidential library. It's going to be in Jackson Park on the south side of the city, a mostly black part of town, middle and low income as well. The northwest side of Chicago used to be predominantly white, but more than 30 years ago, people who lived there created a program to prevent white flight. Controversial, but the money in that account sat mostly unspent for years. Well, today, those neighborhoods are more diverse, and housing activists want to use the money to help homeowners improve their properties. From WBEZ, Natalie Moore reports.
Follow me.
Brian Boyle leads me to the backyard of his home on Chicago's Northwest Side bungalow belt.
It's not a wooden deck. It's the prefabricated material. So it's about 12 feet by, I think, about 20 feet or so. We have a table here for eating. We got two red umbrellas for the shade. My wife has her that I'm not allowed to sit in, the swinging swing there. We
got Boyle received a $20,000 loan at 2% interest and also got a new air conditioner and hot water heater. The money came from the Northwest Home Equity Assurance Program, which encompasses several neighborhoods in its district. Residents pay a small tax of about $8 a year that shows up on their property tax bill. That money goes into a fund, and homeowners can enroll in the equity program to apply for a loan.
This is our this is our little paradise. We absolutely love it. We're out here all the time.
Residents in the area pushed for the program after Harold Washington was elected. He was the city's first black mayor. Some white residents feared property values would plummet after he was elected. So state lawmakers passed a measure that allowed people in this district to set up a fund to claim money if their home value depreciated. That didn't happen, and the fund swelled to more than $9 million. 2 years ago, new leadership came in after community pressure changed state law to allow the fund to give loans.
My name's Ivy Ellis. I'm the executive director of the Northwest Home Equity Assurance Program, and we're actually walking through the Belmont Central neighborhood.
Ellis takes me through side streets to see beautiful bungalows, many with potted flowers on porches. In the past couple of years, about a dozen households have received loans for repairs, maintenance, remodeling, or other improvements. There are zero interest loans available for up to $10,000.
I've seen some amazing things. One in particular, this family wanted to redo their windows. They kind of shopped around in antique shops to find these particular stained glass windows and were able to replace their windows with these stained glass windows.
These loans are obviously valuable to homeowners, but also to others in the neighborhood because they keep houses in good repair.
Some other modifications I have seen, people have built out their basement, furnaces, people use it to get a furnace. So it's no really limit on what they can do to improve their home.
But some housing activists are pushing for more to stabilize the neighborhood beyond aesthetics and home maintenance. James Rudick is with the Northwest Side Housing Center.
What we saw during the pandemic and what we're still seeing is that not only are folks at risk of eviction and foreclosure, but there's also a real issue with people being able to pay their property taxes, particularly older adults, those that are disabled, and people of color.
So in response, state lawmakers passed a revision to the law this summer. Homeowners will be able to use the program to get loans for delinquent property tax payments. It takes effect in January. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore from Marketplace.